Welcome back to the Sports Etc. podcast. We're on this day 12 recap of Team Canada at the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing. Canada added to its medal tally and a Canadian Olympic legend grew. Let's start the recap. We begin our updates with short track speed skating, and in the final of the men's 5,000 meter relay, the Canadian man pretty much skated a tactically perfect race en route to taking gold. They had hovered in the middle of the pack for the first half of the race behind early leaders ROC and South Korea before taking over and pretty much dominating the back half of the race en route to the win. The final couple laps were from Stephen Dubois, who adds to his medal tally with 3. As for Charles Hamelin, it is his 4th medal in the relay, as well as his 6th career Olympic medal, which puts him now for a tie for 2nd on the all-time list for Team Canada for most medals won ever at the Olympics, winter or summer. He is tied with Andre Degrasse, Cindy Klassen, as well as Clara Hughes. For the Canadian men, it's their 4th gold medal ever in the event since the event's debut in 1992, and it is the first gold medal since 2010 when Canada won gold at home in Vancouver. Overall, in short track, Canada would go on to win 4 medals overall. In men's hockey, for the first time since 2006, the Canadian men will be coming home without a medal after losing 2-0 to Sweden in the quarterfinals. It was scoreless up until the middle of the third period, the opening goal from Lucas Wallmark, and then Anton Lander added an empty netter to seal the deal. Goalie Lars Johansson stopped all of 22 of Canada's shots. Sweden moves on to the semifinals to take ROC. The other semifinal will be Finland versus Slovakia. In curling, it was another up and down day for Jennifer Jones as she continued her quest toward a playoff berth. She started Wednesday with a tough battle versus Team USA. Jennifer Jones had to draw for 1 in the 10th end in order to take the win 7-6. Later on Wednesday, she was up against host China, and while Canada did lead 8-5 after 6 ends, China was able to force an extra end in the 10th end, and in the extra end, Jennifer Jones had a tough raise for the win, but unfortunately she missed. China stole 2 to win 11-9. Canada's record now sits at 4-4, currently good enough for a tie for 4th, but she will need to win her final game versus Denmark on Thursday to have a chance to qualify for the playoffs. Already qualified for the playoffs are Switzerland and Sweden. In biathlon, the Canadian women ended their Olympics with a 10th place finish in the 4x6 kilometer relay, the best leg coming from Megan Banks, who were able to move up Canada temporarily into 6th place. Gold was won by Sweden thanks to its final 2 legs from the Oberg sisters, Hannah and Elvira, ROC taking silver, Germany thanks to a great anchor leg from Denise Herrmann moving up to bronze, overtaking Norway. As we had mentioned, the Canadian Women's Olympics are over. No one has qualified to race the mass start, which will take place on Saturday. And in cross-country skiing, it was a good result from the Canadian men in the final of the men's team sprint. This Olympics done in classic style. The team of first-time Olympians Antoine Cyr and Graham Ritchie finished 5th in the final. Gold was won by Norway and Erik Valnes and Johannes Klebo. Finland took silver, ROC the bronze. Canada's 5th place finish is the country's 2nd best ever result in men's team sprint at the Olympics, only bested by a 4th place finish in 2010 at that Olympics done in freestyle. Here's what to look out for on what hopes to be a very lucky day 13 for Team Canada in Beijing. In women's hockey, the Canadian women will go for gold against the United States. Canada won their encounter in the preliminary round 4-2. In freestyle skiing, both the men and the women will have their qualifications in halfpipe. On the women's side, defending Olympic gold medalist Cassie Sharpe will hope to make it back to the final, as will current world silver medalist Rachel Carker. On the men's side, Brendan McKay, who's won twice on the World Cup this season, will hope to make the final, as does Noah Bowman and Simon Dertois. In ski cross, the women will go for the medals, and there's certainly many Canadian contenders, among them 2014 Olympic gold medalist Mariel Thompson, 2018 Olympic silver medalist Britt Phelan, as well as Courtney Hofos, who has won medals on the World Cup this season. And finally, in curling, Jennifer Jones needs to win her final round robin game on Thursday over Denmark if she's to have a chance to make it into the playoffs and go for the medals. So that ends a recap of Team Canada on day 12 at the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing, where Canada's medal count increased from 17 to 18, and Canada now sits alone in fifth place overall in the total medal count. As we'd mentioned earlier, Charles Hamelin's sixth career Olympic medal, won in the men's relay in short track speed skating, puts him in a tie for second overall for most medals ever won by a Canadian Olympian. Continue to follow the Sports Etc. Twitter account for live updates on sports as they happen throughout the day. And we will continue to provide you daily updates here on the podcast until the closing ceremony on Sunday, February the 20th. Thanks very much for listening and enjoy the games.